Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hey, it's me here by the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So happy Independence Day, happy 4th of July. And I tell you, it blows my mind how we're having people, you know, call to cancel the holiday, to cancel the 4th of July. I think NPR broke its 33-year tradition of reading the Declaration of Independence. I'm being told that they didn't want to. They wanted to instead revisit it. We have a Gallup poll showing only 38% of our country is extremely proud to be an American. Numbers started to drop. They've been following numbers for years. They started to drop in 2015. And this lack of enthusiasm for being an American makes me a little nervous. Okay, one, as a physician, two, as a family member of Holocaust survivors, of the daughter of an immigrant. America is the best country out there. Now, if you guys find a better country, please tell me. All right, please tell me. Because you always hear celebrities are like, oh my gosh, if this person wins the election, I am renouncing my citizenship. And they don't. They still stay American. But I keep hearing this, that, you know, America, I'm not proud to be an American. You know, we shouldn't be celebrating. In fact, I think there was a promotion for fireworks in Orlando. Let me read this to you guys. This is pretty striking. In the City News, it said a lot of people probably don't want to celebrate our nation right now, and we can't blame them. When there is so much division, hate, and unrest, why on earth would you want to have a party celebrating any of it? Well, the city of Orlando then apologized. They said, we sincerely regret the negative impact of our words, that our words have had on some of our community. We understand these words offended some of our residents, which was not our intent. We value the freedoms we have in this country and are thankful to the men and women who have fought and continue to fight for those. We take pride in celebrating the 4th of July to express our gratitude to those men and women and honor the country we live in. I can't tell you how many thousands of people have given up their lives since our country's birth. And to see people crap on it like that is frustrating. And I get, we have a lot of unrest. We have a lot of people unhappy with the current administration, with previous administrations. They don't like certain laws. Some people love Congress. Some people hate Congress. Some people love our judicial branch. Some people hate our judicial branch. But I think Americans are getting pretty damn spoiled. Okay? I mean, and what stinks is when you hear this, that only 38% of Americans are extremely proud of our country, people are going to misconstrue that as, well, then, it's because we don't have many Americans. We have so many people from other countries that are here that they don't, have the same patriotism and love for the country. I disagree. When my father came to this country, he learned language, he became a citizen, he studied, got a citizenship, and he worked until the day he died. And so we are a country of immigrants. So I don't think it's an immigrant issue. I think people take our liberties and our freedoms for granted. And, in other countries, they're forcing abortion. In other countries, they're forcing lockdowns and jail time and sequestering. In other countries, people are starving. And here in America, we got welfare, we got CHIP, we got Medicaid, we got Medicare, we got Social Security, we have PPP money, we have unemployment insurance, we have all sorts of things that people get for free in this country, and I think people are getting used to it, and they want more. I mean, your freedom, I mean, unless you've ever been, you know, incarcerated, unless you've ever been, you know, in a situation or a family who was persecuted for their beliefs, you might not be understanding how lucky you are. And what scares me is on our Independence Day, we have celebrities and people saying, cancel it, cancel it, cancel it. I mean, people are going to sadly give up their freedoms. Remember we talked about how a lot of democracies end up not lasting more than a few hundred years? Because what ends up happening is people become complacent, and then people start feeling, you know, crapped on, then they decide to elect a dictator to save everybody. And so people, I think, might inadvertently give up their freedoms, which they've started to do, because they don't realize how good they have it. And I understand. A lot of people are upset about what happened. You know, I mean, some people look at what happened with Roe v. Wade as the federal government saying we cannot interfere with abortion. We have to be out. Some people think that's a great freedom. Others are like, no, we want them involved. We want them involved. But, because then it protects our freedoms. So how much we want our government involved is tricky, because sometimes, you know, you need the government to help protect us, and other times the government is too restrictive. But look around, look at what happens in other countries. And all I can do is when I watch the news, I think to myself, thank God I'm American. I thank God I'm American every night in my prayers, because I know what happens in other countries. We've seen what happens in other countries. And so, you know, as we're going into, you know, today with fireworks and barbecues and, you know, people, you know, I don't know, with their sparklers and all that, just take a second to realize, you know, the bloodshed that happened and all the sacrifice that happened for you to be able to go out on the street with your wife without head coverings, without, you know, being able to be yourself, wear tank tops, wear flip-flops, be able to be pregnant, be able to choose, you know, what to do with your child depending on what state you're in. You know, having food, knowing that you could still get food. I get gas prices are up, inflation's up. It's horrible. It stinks, but I still wouldn't swap living in any other country. And for those of you that really dislike America, leave, because we have thousands of people who want to live here and want to be Americans that are coming. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So over the holiday weekend, I saw a lot of patients, a lot of COVID, a lot of COVID. And, I think it's going down from what we saw earlier in June. And I expected it to go down, but we still sadly have a lot of people getting sick. And we spoke about the sore throat, the headache, the body aches, the fatigue, the fever, the cough. Could there be another virus circulating in the summer? Could be. Now, but right now, all we know is, we have that COVID strain. That's all that's being talked about. Some of you are testing positive at home right away. Some of you aren't. So I think some of the tests are touch and go. Many people that haven't tested positive are apparently testing positive days later, either by PCR or when they retake the test. So just remember, a negative at-home test doesn't necessarily preclude COVID. But one of the patients I had this weekend had spots on him. Calls up saying, I got spots. And I took a look at the pictures. They look like red pox. All right, so I'm thinking monkey pox, chicken pox. Nope, started on the chest and went to the face, which seems to be more chickenpox. Itchy, you know. Usually monkeypox starts on the face and goes down, but still, there could always be those, you know, those variations. But I told him to get seen, you know, that's what this could be. And it was on telemedicine, so hopefully they did. I can't necessarily test on telemedicine and then get it reported to the CDC. So it really takes somebody actively going and getting tested and then getting seen. Well, we're noticing that we are kind of seeing cases rise, not very quickly. And I told you, I go, it doesn't seem like this is as fast, you know, as quickly spreading as COVID. But experts are warning us that it might be out of control because we don't have enough tests. And we also have limited access to vaccines. The U.S. has now recorded about 460 cases of this, but they think the true cases are much higher. And I believe that because I don't think the average person wants to go in and get diagnosed with it. You know, there's this stereotype now that, you know, if you get it, it's because you were, you know, at a sex rave and you were engaging, you know, with sex with men. And so if a married man gets these lesions, he might not want to, you know, if he does have a partner on the side, he might not want that well known. Now, you know, me being married, I'm like, I want my family protected because you could still, you know, spread it skin by skin contact. But you just wonder if maybe some people, because many of these cases, like we've had two cases in Nevada, both mild, patient isolated at home. But I'm wondering if there's some people looking at this going, you know what? I'll just stay home. Like COVID. How many people, when, you know, COVID was coming out and you couldn't go to work if you had COVID, how many people kept quiet? A lot did. They didn't report it. They didn't advertise it. Then when they wanted to take off, they did advertise it. They go, yep, I'm taking my 14 days off. I got exposed. It's like, okay, come on. like, really, were you really exposed? But the idea of if I don't test, I don't have it, nobody knows, is pretty prevalent now. I think people have kind of figured out how it works from an epidemiology standpoint. Now, people are getting these alerts for COVID on their phone saying, there's somebody near you with COVID. I remember I got a call, or I got a I didn't get a text. My friend got a text. He was doing my hair and got a text saying, you might have been exposed to COVID. Well, so now what? So now I have to isolate? Now I have to? And so it's a very frightening concept that somebody out of the blue could tell you to stop your life for a week or two. And so with monkeypox, this we believe that it's spreading more. One, because by the time we figured it out, it was already spreading. Number two is because I don't think people are coming forward, which is why before you have sex with somebody or before you snuggle up to somebody, just look at what's on their body. Public health leaders from the National Coalition of STD Directors and George Washington University have warned that a fractured and lacking response to the outbreak can have severe consequences. Experts are feeling that the gap in testing and vaccine coverage, according to Daily Mail, will leave the United States very vulnerable to losing control. They say that they warn that the virus has been spreading undetected in the U.S. for some time and fear it could be endemic in the nation if it's not curbed soon. The U.S. has logged now 460 cases across 31 states. Iowa now has recorded its first case over the weekend. So remember, these are cases recorded, not actual cases. There could be suspected cases. There could be cases where people are like, I'm going to stay home. I'm going to tell everybody I have COVID and not let them see my face. Like I said, with monkeypox, you see it. You can't miss it. These are big spots. They're pustular. They look like big acne spots. But some people might say, I got COVID, so I'm staying home. And because we have this COVID wave, most bosses aren't going to question it. The first American monkeypox patient has gone public. He blamed officials for a lackluster job of testing for the virus. Matt Ford is a self-employed actor. He splits his time between L.A. and New York City, has spoken out to warn people that the disease, quote-unquote, sucks, and they should take it seriously. He blasted the CDC for their poor testing efforts, saying it took officials 3 days to diagnose his illness, by which point he already knew what he had. He revealed his diagnosis to BuzzFeed, and he said he caught the virus after having skin-to-skin contact with another patient. He describes himself as a proud, openly gay man, revealed he initially noticed spots in and around his underwear zone, which indicated to him that he caught the virus. Over the next few days, they spread across the rest of the body, including the face, arms, hands, and abdomen. So as I said, doesn't always have to start on the face first. In total, he has counted 25 spots and said after appearing, they began to fill with pus, became itchy. Several, especially in the sensitive area, became so painful that he couldn't sleep at night without taking painkillers. So, you know, if you don't remember your chicken pox illness as a kid, it was miserable, and it gets really miserable the older you are. Those nerves are firing. So the U.S. has ordered multiple vaccines. Let me see how many do we have here. I apologize. The 1.6 million monkeypox vaccines are going to be available when? According to Fox News, by the end of the year. About 56,000 doses of the Jynneos monkeypox vaccine, which we also use for smallpox, have been sent to clinics around the United States right now. Another 240,000 will be on the way in coming weeks, but a total of 1.6 million might not reach us until 6 months. They say another 750,000 doses will hopefully be available over the summer, followed by another 500,000 doses later this year, according to the Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra. He says, while monkeypox poses minimal risk to most Americans, we are doing everything we can to offer vaccines to those at high risk of contracting the virus. This new strategy allows us to maximize the supply of currently available vaccines and reach those who are most vulnerable in the current outbreak. So Bavarian Nordic, for those of us who bought stock, Bavarian Nordic is the only one in the world to have the smallpox vaccine called Jynneos, which in the U.S. and Imvanex in Europe, and both are also effective in monkeypox. Bavarian Nordic. Yeah. So I just bought a little bit of stock because I don't have a lot of extra money right these days. So the vaccines are going to initially be available to those most at risk, including men who have sex with men and individuals who have recently had close contact with someone who has monkeypox. New York City and D.C. were the first two big cities to start offering the vaccines in recent days, but health officials said they already ran out. So interestingly, that in the last 5 days, we jumped to another 100 cases to 406. California has the largest outbreak, New York, then comes Illinois. So the Jynneos vaccine requires two doses administered 4 weeks apart. The U.S. also has 100 million doses of an older version. It is not recommended for everyone because it has serious side effects. So, but the newer one has less side effects. We are also being told that in Europe, they're considering just giving people one dose because they don't have enough. Remember, they were thinking about that with the COVID vaccine? Let's just give everybody one and not do the whole series. But the Jynneos vaccine requires two doses administered 4 weeks apart. CDC is activating their emergency operating response to the outbreak, and that's going to increase monitoring and coordinating. And again, you know, it's something that, you know, sadly you could get not from sex. It's not an STD, but skin-on-skin contact, a bite from a prairie dog like what happened in 2003, even respiratory transmission has been detected. The 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Los Angeles Fire Department was able to put out a massive warehouse fire in Southern California last night. The blaze broke out shortly after 9 p.m. Pacific in a building in Woodland Hills, California, a suburb of Los Angeles. Chris Darnell, the driver of a jet-powered semi-truck, died when his vehicle crashed in a fiery accident at a Battle Creek, Michigan air show on Saturday. Darnell's father, Neil, blamed mechanical failure for the stunt accident. Hours after Hong Kong officials said it would take a miracle to find more survivors, one was found. A rescue team from China saved a crew member from a ship that broke in half and sank during Typhoon Shaba in the early hours Monday morning. An 878-foot ship, described by Chinese authorities as a floating crane, was being used to construct a wind farm off the coast of southern China when the hurricane hit over the weekend. USA Radio News. A satellite the size of a microwave oven successfully broke free from its orbit around Earth on Monday and is headed toward the moon as planned. The Capstone satellite was launched 6 days ago from New Zealand by the company Rocket Lab out of California using small Electron rockets. It will take another 4 months for the satellite to reach the moon, arriving November 13th to begin its experiments. Do illegal immigrants show up for their processing hearing once they're inside the United States?
A Trump administration immigration program known as Remain in Mexico is now able to be phased out by the Biden administration following a recent Supreme Court decision. Florida Republican Congressman Kat Kamick believes this decision will worsen conditions at the border.
Really, this tells them, just come, be processed by Border Patrol, and wait for your court date in the United States. In 5 years, of course, we know they won't ever show up.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
DocDali. So if you have kids in the car, they might start to giggle because we're talking about dogs who sniff other dogs' butts. And this is something that a lot of us humans find fascinating because we'll have a dog and the dog will be just obsessive about going up into another dog's business or going up into our business. Now, when I had a male dog, Apollo, we had two labs. I wanted to name them Mac and Cheese, but my husband wanted to name them Apollo and Zeus because of, I guess, Magnum P.I. So Apollo and Zeus. Then we gave our friend Zeus because it was too hard to manage two dogs. But then I thought Apollo got lonely, so we ended up getting another dog anyway, Uzi. But with Apollo, he would go up to other dogs. He would go up. I would have students come over, you know, for graduation parties or things like that, you know, or just, you know, hang out so they got to, you know, relax and eat and drink and whatever. And the dog wouldn't leave them alone. I'm like, come on, stop it. I had to take him, you know, to another room, take him upstairs. But when I got our girl doggy, she doesn't do that. She doesn't sniff every animal's butt. When we go for a walk, she is usually the sniffy, the one that just sits there when the other dogs are going up to her butt. And then she looks at me and I'm like, yeah, we're going to stop this right now. This is done. This is done. Time out. But she isn't big on butt sniffing. She will go up to the cats. She will take a quick whiff of their tushy, but she doesn't obsess on it like the dog does. And, you know, the cats are all about it. The cats are all about it. And, again, the male cat, even more than the female cat. So male animals seem to be more obsessed with the butt sniffing. Now, why do they do that? Well, you know, as a kid, I realized that there must be some Morse code or some sort of clues that they pick up. They know what the animal ate. Remember, their sniffers are much more complex than ours. They know what they ate. They can understand the gender, the mood. They pick up so much data from the butt sniff. The problem is we're being told that male dogs are at higher risk now for cancer. It's a rare cancer, but it's a venereal tumor they are picking up. It's called a canine transmissible venereal tumor. It's a contagious form of cancer, and they're seeing it four times more common in male dogs because they are more in another animal's backside than female dogs. So the study was done at the University of Cambridge. It's revealed that male dogs are four times more likely to develop this canine transmissible venereal tumor because they spend more time sniffing and licking other dogs' genitalia than females. Now, if my dog ever licked, I'd be like, okay, you know what? We are scrubbing your tongue. But dogs do that. So it is a known transmissible venereal tumor that is of the sarcoma family. Sarcomas are not good. They call it Stickers sarcoma. They say CTVT is spread by the transfer of living cancer cells between dogs, usually during mating. This is according to the University of Cambridge explanation. Now, it's not common, but they're seeing numbers rising in the past. And they say that it can be diagnosed and treated fairly easily. Vets might not be all too familiar if they don't see it a lot. So, you know, whenever there is an issue. But where the dog will have it is on the face. Because, again, if the dog's face is another dog's butt, they might have the tumor on the face. So anytime you see something odd looking on their face, you got to then get that looked at. They could also get it on their genitalia, obviously during sex, but nose, mouth, and skin of your sniffers. So the team looked at 2,000 male and female dogs. There were 2,000 cases from around the world. Of those 2,000, there were only 32 of the tumor cases. So like I said, rare. It affected the nose or mouth. Of these, 27 of the 32 were males. So they said, we found a very significant proportion of the nose or mouth tumors of canine transmissible cancer in male dogs. We think it's because male dogs have more of a prevalence of licking and sniffing. So they could figure out diet, mood, if they've met before. There's been a study saying that animals know if they can tell if they met before based on smelling the tushy. So I walk my dog. And when I walk my dog, there's a lot of other animals running around the neighborhood, okay? And the we'll go to there's like a little park area, because in my neck of the woods, they're ripping out grass, you know, to save water, to offset the 50,000 people that are moving in every month that, you know, they're ripping out grass. So there's only very small places that animals like to go potty, because they don't like to go potty on the rocks if they don't have to, because they're uneven. You know, when a dog likes to potty, they like to have their, you know, like the, you know, stay, you know, like kind of like a squatty potty. They need to have a certain, you know, and my dog has certain areas that likes to go potty. Then I pick it up or whatever. And the dogs, when other dogs notice that my dog finished her potty, that's when they run. I'm like, you sure you don't want to do it? I mean, she just pottied. You sure? And dogs don't seem to have that much of a problem with smell. Now, I think they do, because people have asked me, they go, you know, if you fart in front of your dog, how come the dog goes away? Well, because it's a human. You know, dogs, remember, dogs do their duty. They have a job, even if it's disgusting. They know another dog's poop stinks, but they go and inspect the poop. because they get clues. That's how they know what's going on in their neighborhood. They're kind of like Neighborhood Watch. And then they are aware that there's this dog. They can probably figure out how far away the dog lives based on the texture and the constipation and how long the dog had to hold it before they got to the grassy area to potty. So they deduce all this. A dog's intelligence. And everybody says cats are smarter than dogs. And I do believe cats are very, very smart. But some of our dogs, they have an intelligence that we can't even comprehend. So they don't necessarily get turned off. They know it stinks. Dogs know it's nasty and rank, but they will still be very investigative. So I was at a barbecue. Our friend Steve Overlay, he's from Sin City Barbecues. He made like a delicious barbecue, amazing barbecue. And so I had eaten some barbecue and I came home and I wanted to work out, but I just lied down for a little bit and the dog raced over because that dog could smell the barbecue and I had nothing on my hair, nothing on my face. Now, don't worry. We are trying to capture some of the gifts that dogs have. Dogs can apparently pick up COVID. They could also pick up cancer. There was an Oregon woman who claimed her cat helped her detect her breast cancer. She was sniffing the breast. She was on the chest, directed the owners to the attention of the breast. Lady got a mammogram, ended up having breast cancer. Now, I know some of you guys are like, nah, 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 cat people are weird. Cat people always think that their cats talk to them. I have cats. I have dogs. I do think cats have that sixth sense. Cats do too, because cats do the butt sniff. Whichever animal butt sniffs has a very, very highly complex sniffing mechanism. So PBS reported that dogs could smell 40 times better than humans. They have over 300 million olfactory receptors in their nose. They could smell parts per trillion, which is a very keen sense. Parts per trillion now puts you into the, you know, when we're trying to look up, it's even, you know how we're like worried about parts per billion of like arsenic or things in our drinks? They could pick up parts per trillion. That's how sensitive they are. Healthline reports that cancer cells raise polyamine levels, which come with an odor. If cancer cells incite an immune response, they can expel a scent as well. In 1989, there was a report where a woman's dog tried to bite off a mole of her leg, and that mole ended up being malignant melanoma. So the dog knew it was cancer and was trying to get rid of it. I mean, fantastic. It just blows your mind what these animals can do. According to a 2011 study in the journal Gut, Labrador retrievers were able to sniff out colon cancer in 97% of stool samples. Why aren't we using that more? I mean, to me, that's brilliant. Rather than a colonoscopy, have your dog sniff your butt or your poop. The Italian Ministry of Defense's Military Vet Center was successful in training German shepherds to recognize prostate cancer proteins in urine to up to 98% accuracy. If you have a pet pigeon, a University of Iowa study found pigeons to be trained to detect breast cancer cells to 85% accuracy. So our animals know what they're doing, and they can pick some stuff up, and I think we need to, you know, utilize them more, because all my dogs and cats do is just sit there and lick themselves and, you know, wait for mommy to feed them. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done, by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. For those of you traveling this weekend and trying to get home tonight or tomorrow, just, man, pack your patience. I am right now on Flight Aware, looking at what's been going on with the flights. And as of today, there have been already 187 flights in America canceled as of this morning. In terms of delays, 1,248 flights delayed. Worldwide cancellations are about 1,600, but we are seeing a lot of delays within, into, or out of the United States today. And delayed flights can affect your what's it when you do a layover and then you take another flight? Yeah. I told you guys, one of the reasons why I love living in Vegas, I was in Reno, I've lived in smaller cities, but the one thing I love about Vegas is there's so many places I could go direct, and I hate being late, delayed with everything going on. You almost can't book a delayed flight without expecting at least you to miss it if it's within that 1 to 2 hour window. If I do a connecting flight, I always, you know, try to get it as close as possible because I don't want to hang out at the airport. I did that once where I think we flew somewhere and I had to sit around for 4 hours. And I'm like, you know, and I'm like, I could be working. I could be, you know, luckily now I could bring my computer and find a quiet place, but still. So if you could get a direct flight, that's ideal. But if not, expect you might miss your connecting flight. Over the weekend, we're being told that there were over 1,400 flights canceled. That's just the first 2 days of the holiday weekend, so we don't know exactly how many more. About 13 million people are expected to pass through airports, and it is going to be a very, very busy day. Travel chaos continued, they said. This is the busiest Independence Day weekend since the start of the COVID pandemic. United Airlines alone had canceled 34 flights, delayed 64 this morning. American Airlines canceled 19, delayed 63. Delta canceled 15, delayed 75. So over 1,400 so far over the weekend. They're expecting about 48 million expecting to travel this weekend. AAA is estimating 3.5 million will take to the air, but they think it's going to be a lot higher. TSA has screened more than they have in the last few years. They say adding to the mayhem was a computer glitch in American Airlines staffing systems that allowed pilots to take time off they shouldn't have been offered. So 12,000 planes had nobody to fly them right now between July 3rd and the end of the month. The staffing shortages are debilitating. And on top of that, many of them feel overworked, underpaid. Let me hold on a second. Let me pull up what's going on with Delta. Sorry. I'm having issues with the computer where I have to keep typing it in, so I'm not sure what's going on. But a few days ago, Delta pilots were picketing. They picketed at 7 major airports. One such picket I'm looking at right now was at JFK Airport. Hundreds of Delta pilots were supposed to be, supposed to be working, but instead have been protesting. They say there's been pickets at JFK, LAX, Hartsfield-Jackson, Atlanta, Minneapolis-St. Paul, Seattle-Tacoma. A Delta spokesperson, according to WWLP.com, said the pickets included off-duty pilots. They will not disrupt operations for customers. Delta pilots had signed a new contract in 2016 and have been working under rules and pay rates that were negotiated over 6 years ago. Contract negotiations were paused during the COVID pandemic and then resumed January 2022. So with everybody else making more money and with inflation, whatever they're making 6 years ago is not adequate. And I get it. I get it. So the fallout of staffing shortages and all that is sadly going to translate to us being stuck at airports. And, I feel for everybody right now. So especially with computer glitches. The union is right now working with American Airlines to give pilots extra compensation to crew those flights. A leaked American Pilots Association message to LA-based crew members, union officials told pilots that the airline was not allowed to simply add them back to flights without their input. In 2017, American Airlines experienced a similar glitch in their system. Pilots were offered 150% pay in exchange for staffing the abandoned flights. It makes you wonder if somebody purposely does this, because then it kind of, you know, ends up translating to more money for the pilots. But still, a lot of tensions between pilots and airlines, so we'll see what happens. It's going to be a very dangerous night tonight. Animals do not like fireworks. If you have any animals that could be in a more soundproof room, bring them in. This is a very tough night. I love fireworks. I love celebrating America's birthday and our freedom. I'm a big fan of fireworks. Can't wait to go out and see them. But sadly, if you live in a neighborhood where they're going to be given off, your animals do not like it. Your animals get very, very anxious. So as soon as you can be with them and try to keep them away from the noise, they need that. Fireworks have been around for centuries. We believe some of the earliest ones trace back to 200 BC. But many people who are not able to go and see fireworks shows are going to do fireworks by themselves. And when they do fireworks by themselves, they're going to play around with some sparklers. And these sparklers are some of the most dangerous, especially since they could get up to 2,000 degrees. So when you look at some of the injuries that people are going to get, about 15% of burn injuries of the 20,000 reported annually will hit the head, face, or ear. 19% will hit the eye. 4% the arm, hand, or finger. 28% trunk or other. 10% leg. 24%. And these burns are not easy burns. According to the National Fire Protection Agency, fireworks started all close to 20,000 fires back in 2018. So if you live in an area where you got some idiot neighbors, you know, I mean, make sure you, if you don't have enough fire extinguishers and, you know, hose ready to go, make sure. And then also have your bag packed. I hate to say this. We're expecting there to be some wildfires, and we're expecting there to be fires nearby where people live, and they might have to evacuate if the fire gets out of control. Just make sure you have your bag packed, something, you know, ready to go. Injuries that come with fireworks include burns, eye injuries, facial injuries, hearing loss, lacerations, broken bones, sprains, car accidents. Because yeah, people are driving and they're watching the fireworks. Like, ooh, look at that one. Ooh, look at that one. Just pull the car over if you can in a safe spot to look at the fireworks. And it is. I'm a firework lover. I will stop everything to look at a firework. I think fireworks are the coolest thing. You got the dark sky, you got the pretty lights, you got the glitter, you got the flashing, you got the boom, and the boom doesn't match what you see. So you see the firework first, and then you hear the boom a second later, which is so cool because light travels faster than sound. You know, as a physician, I'm expecting it to be a busy night. Avoid purchasing and using illegal fireworks. Do not allow your young children to handle your fireworks. If you are going to do it in the neighborhood, do it in a cul-de-sac or an area where it's not, where there's a flow of traffic. A lot of times people do it on their street and they don't realize cars peel around the corner. So have some warnings, maybe, you know, have some signs, have parents on guard, have buckets of water and fire extinguishers ready, make sure all bystanders back up. They could be in the line of danger, so tell them to back up, and then always tell them to back up again. Never relight a firework. Dispose of fireworks only after they are thoroughly doused with water in a bucket or hose. I sometimes leave it overnight in the water just to, like, you know, throw it out the next day. Do not carry fireworks in your pockets, okay? Don't shoot fireworks out of metal or glass casings. Don't stick them in a bong. Opt for watching the professional fireworks shows. In Vegas, it's very interesting. Apparently, they're not doing all strip-wide. There's only going to be one hotel on the strip, the Caesars Palace, doing the fireworks this year. It might even start earlier at 8:30, so check your local times. There's some debate on if it's just the party starts at 8:30 or the fireworks start at 8:30. The station casinos are going to have them, and then maybe downtown. But it's not going to be a bunch of the hotels on the strip like it was last year. All right, guys, happy 4th of July, 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.